previously on Algoa FM Breakfast. We needed us to
go all night. Ed Sheeran with Two Step on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. Guys, I'm so excited this year because I get to participate in the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer for the very first time.
Also for the very first time is that they have three starting points. One from Gqeberha, the other from George, and the third from East London. Very exciting.
Starting points, and then of course there will be the virtual one as well, so you can do it in your own time. Yeah. It's going to be important for you to share your photos with us as well this year.
And all information is on our website, algoafm.co.za. Everything you need to know about the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer, it's right up there.
It is for a good cause.
It really is. It
very,
really is.
Very important. The beneficiary is, of course, CHOC Childhood Cancer Foundation South Africa. They are the beneficiary of the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer.
And they'll be using the funds this year to install solar energy panels to their facilities in East London and Gqeberha, which is quite exciting for them. And we're joined on the line this morning by Debbie Kleinerberg, who's the CHOC Eastern Cape Regional Manager. She's based in East London. Good morning, Debbie.
Morning team, how are you?
Oh, wow.
How are we? Fine, Debs. Thank you.
Well. Apparently you haven't had your first cup of coffee this morning. I'm so sorry. If you were here, we would have totally made you a nice cup of coffee.
Oh, I know. I'm missing load shedding. Yeah, not for sissy.
But soon your load shedding problems will be sorted out with the funds that everyone has given as part of the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer when you install that solar energy at both your Gqeberha offices and East London. So that's exciting.
Well, that's what we're hoping for, because you can imagine the chaos in the mornings when we've got to feed many, many mouths before they head off for their treatment. So that's what we're hoping for.
Debbie, you mentioned that load shedding is not for sissies. Something else that is not for sissies is cancer, sadly. And the month of September marks the International Month of Childhood Cancer Awareness. And your organization, CHOC, is instrumental, we know this, in creating awareness, and they're on a drive to educate South Africans about the early warning signs of cancer in children. We love kids on the show, and it pains us to know that there is serious prevalence of childhood cancer. What are the stats, Debbie?
Right, yes, they are. They're quite frightening, I must say. Globally, childhood and adolescent cancer is threatening to overtake infectious diseases as one of the highest causes of disease-related mortality in children, which is really quite frightening. The reported cases are increasing, and it's unknown whether this is a true increase in incidence or whether most cases are being diagnosed and reported. Many more remain unaccounted and unreported due to lack of childhood cancer registries, and also a large number of countries don't have the actual diagnostic facilities. Again, we report about 1,000 new cases of children under the age of 16 every year. But information indicates that this is probably only half the number of children who actually have cancer, which is quite a concern.
That really is. And what type of cancers are we talking about? What are the most common ones with the children?
Right. Well, both worldwide in South Africa, leukemia accounts for about one-third of cases. There are a number of different leukemias, but it's the blood cancer. And then the most common childhood cancers after that are usually brain tumors and lymphomas. Childhood cancers are quite different cancers from those that affect adults. They tend to grow in the organs of the body, and they look very different under the microscope, and also they respond differently to treatment. And what's really good is that the cure rates for childhood cancer are much higher than most adult cancers. So that's a positive point.
Debbie, just looking at the stats in South Africa more in particular, how well are parents prepared for children and teens with cancer?
Well, the good thing is that South Africa is actually very well prepared for children and teens with cancer. We use internationally tried and tested protocols. And then obviously what's very important is that children with cancer must be treated in specialized units, which are called pediatric oncology units. And are usually headed up by a pediatric oncologist. Here in the Eastern Cape, we are so fortunate in that in both Gqeberha and East London, we have pediatric oncology units with pediatric oncologists. In East London, one is at the Freer Hospital, and the PE is at provincial hospital. So that's a wonderful thing for the Eastern Cape, because there's just a handful of pediatric oncologists in South Africa. They're very, very specialized and unique.
What kind of support does CHOC support? What kind of support does CHOC offer, Debbie?
We offer a variety of programs and services, from practical support, which includes care bags when patients are newly diagnosed. We offer transport assistance. We have mom's skills programs running both at the houses and sometimes in the wards. We have children's education programs in the wards. And then a very important area that CHOC supports families is the psychosocial support. And we have a full-time CHOC social worker at both provincial and at the FRIA, and they're an integral part of the multidisciplinary team, and they're there from diagnosis through the journey, so that's vital. And another very important area, of course, is accommodation, where we have two CHOC houses here in East London and one in Quebec. And these provide accommodation, meals, transport to the unit and back. And all these services are offered to both state and to private patients. So, and they're for the out-of-town families when they bring their children in for treatment. You know, you might have a medical aid, but one can't always afford to book into a B&B. And as we know, cancer is a very long-term treatment process. So we're talking about 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Other areas where CHOC supports, we have a large volunteer group, which are obviously vital for us to perform our activities. And we're very involved in awareness and training. We go out into the communities, educate on early warning signs. We do training with health professionals and traditional healers. And then we, with the advocacy, we lobby government and we sit on various cancer committees.
Well, from our side,
a
lot of work you do, and we've got to thank you from our side as well for every single thing you do. Debbie, thank you for joining us this morning. Debbie's CHOC Eastern Cape Regional Manager based in East London. We'll catch you at the starting points.
Yes, most definitely.
All right, Debbie, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.